Evening of the study of history. We're in the 18th class of church history, and I'm standing in front of a chart here, and I know that the light is blocking a lot of it. Here at the very beginning, Matthew, Mark the 3rd chapter, verses 16 through 18, the Lord is calling out his church on the seashores of Galilee. In Matthew 16 and 18, we have a great statement of faith and a great statement of fact in church history. When people study about the church history, they study about the history of the Catholic Church. We're not talking about the history of the Catholic Church. We're talking about the history of God's churches. Matthew 16, 18, Jesus says, "You are Peter of small stone, Petros. But upon this gigantic foundation stone, I shall be building my church. I shall keep on building my church, and the gates of hell shall not wrestle her down." Matthew 28, 18 through 20, we call that the Great Commission. Jesus said, "As you've been thrown out, go out, preach the word, make disciples. Teach those disciples to guard with their lives all the things that I taught with you. And lo, I'll be with you unto the end of the age." And that's the end of the age right here in church history. We're near the end of the church age now. This message is recorded September the 30th, 2018. I tried to keep it back in the 1900s, but it's the 20th century. Or the 21st century now. A long time ago, I taught church history. I've been teaching church history for about 50 years. A teacher that I had, Dr. Dieter Wolf Bergstrasser, just passed away. His funeral was yesterday. Brother Dieter really instilled in me a love of history. And I studied every history book about church history that I could study. And he had a doctor's thesis that he wrote, Ecclesia versus Christendom, by Dieter Wolf Bergstrasser. Now, a long time ago, maybe close to 50 years ago, I taped in this book a chart. And this chart was put together by Catholics for Christ, a Catholics for Christ pamphlet. Now, there were 44 things written down here in what we call the evolution of Catholicism. We're not talking about church. The church did not evolve. The Church of the Lord Jesus Christ teaches the same thing today that it taught in 33 A.D., or 30 A.D., either one, whichever one of the 33 A.D., the church had been in existence for 3 years. Jesus called it out in the beginning of his ministry. He was going to replace Judaism with a church, because Judaism had walked off and left Christ and left God. We're going to talk about the evolution of Catholicism. Now, the Catholic Church began about 250 some odd A.D. 251, we have baptismal regeneration, infant baptism, the creeping into the church. The churches, let's put it that way, what we call the irregular churches. The regular churches went on down all the way down to this day. And we'll talk about them in this long series of church history. The Constantine, in 325 A.D., basically, established the church and the state. Now let's go back and see some of the monstrosities, the irregularities of this leaven in God's churches and in the Catholicism. Presbyters, now I'm having to use a double magnifying glass, my reading glasses and my magnifying glass, so that's what I'm doing. presbyters first called priests by Lucian in the 2nd century. Sacerdotal mass instituted by Cyprian in the 3rd century. Prayers for the dead was instituted in 300 AD in these irregular churches. The making of the sign of the cross was also in 300 AD. That's crossing themselves. Wax candles made out of beeswax were instituted for masses in AD 320. And you see, all this is taking place about the time the church and the state began. The veneration of angels and dead saints and the use of images instituted about 375 AD. Mass became a daily ritual in 394 AD. The beginning of the exaltation of Mary and the term Mother of God first applied to her by the Council of Ephesus in 431 AD. And there is where we have Mariolatry right here. 431 AD is right in that period of time in church history. The worship of Mary was not done for 400 years. But now it begins. Number 9 in this long list of evolutions of theology, priests began to wear special clothing in about 500 AD. Special clothing. Now, we're talking about the priests in the Catholic Church. The pastors and deacons in God churches wore everyday clothing. Number 10, extreme unction was invented in 526 AD. Extreme unction. That's for the last rites, where you go get somebody into heaven by giving them a wafer or pouring holy water on them or something. The doctrine of purgatory by Gregory the First was in AD 593. And as you look at your Trail of Blood map, we see all of this. Here we have purgatory. We have indulgences and purgatory. Saint and image worship be established in 787. Let's go on a little further now. Latin is used in worship in 600 AD. And this all began to be made possible by Jerome when he translated the Old and the New Testament into Latin. And the Greek language, of course, they had the Greek Septuagint in Jesus' time, and he quoted the Septuagint more than he did the Hebrew Bible because they were more familiar with it. But the people all knew Greek. It was called Koine Greek. And everybody knew Koine Greek. It was a universal language. But they took the language of the people took the Bible out of the language of the people and put it in Latin, where only a few could understand that. And those were the leaders and the doctors and the priests and the rulers. Latin is used in worship in 600 AD. Prayers offered to Mary and then dead saints and angels in 600 AD. Prayers offered to Mary, dead saints and angels in 600 AD. Number 14. The first man to be claimed as Pope is Boniface III in AD 610. And we see that up there on our Trail of Blood. The Pope. The kissing of the Pope's feet began in 709 AD. The kissing of the Pope's feet began in 709 AD. Temporal power of popes conferred by Pepin, king of the Franks, and AD 750. Temporal power of the popes. That means everything, all the power in the world was put into the pope's hands. Everything under the Catholic Church. Number 17, the veneration of the cross and images and relics authorized in 786 A.D. Holy water mixed with a pinch of salt and blessed by a priest was A.D. 850. The veneration of Saint Joseph was in 890 A.D. The College of the Cardinals began in 927 A.D. That's the ones that choose the Pope. By the way, there's no cardinals in the Bible. The baptism of bells instituted by Pope John the 13th. The baptism of bells in 965 A.D. That's when they ring the bells and they began to do the holy orders. The canonization of dead saints, first by Pope John the 15th in A.D. 995. Fasting on Fridays and Lent was instituted in A.D. 998. Number 24, the Mass developed gradually as a sacrifice and attendance made obligatory in the 11th century. Celibacy of the priest was declared and instituted in 1123 A.D., as we see up there. Transubstantiation in the 1100s. That's where you had to believe that the wafer and the wine became the blood and the body of Jesus, literally. The rosary is adopted from pagans by Peter the Hermit in A.D. 1090. Now, a Saint Dominic of the Catholics, this is what we call the Dominican Church. And they did this, supposedly to be an antidote against the teachings of the Albigenses. He supposedly was instructed by Mary to preach the rosary in their own encyclopedia. The date of the use of the rosaries go back as far back as Nimrod, who founded the ancient Nineveh and other pagan religions. The Inquisition, instituted by the Council of Veronica in 1184, and here's where they go into the Holy Land and murder their way there. The sale of indulgences and the conference of indulgence upon the Knights Templar and those warriors in this holy war was 1190. The seven sacraments defined by Peter Lombard in the 12th century. Transubstantiation defined by Pope Innocent III in 1215 A.D. Auricular confession of sins to a priest instead of God, it was instituted by Pope Innocent III in A.D. 1215. This is the confession. In this period of time, from 1123 onward, we have to realize that the priests now are not able to have wives. So this is when they begin to molest the boys and the girls and the wives. In the confessions, when they confess their sin, this is when they would molest, rape the women of and the children of the parsonages. 1123 A.D. onward. Confession is at 1215 A.D. The adoration of the wafer is decreed by Pope Honorius III in 1220. That's the adoration of the wafer. When they adore the wafer, this is what you call idolatry. The Bible is forbidden to laymen and placed on the index of forbidden books by the Council of Valencia in 1229 A.D. The Bible is forbidden to be read by laymen and placed on the index of forbidden books by the Council of Valencia in 1229 A.D. Now, brethren out there, if you're a Catholic, these are historical facts. I pray, and these things were written down by Catholics. This is a booklet that was handed out, a pamphlet that was handed out for Catholics for Christ. I had a Catholic man in my Greek class for about 7 or 8 years. He was a wonderful man. He was saved. He was saved during the class. And he wanted to go back to the Catholic Church because all of his family are there and try to, first of all, lead his family to the Lord Jesus Christ as personal Savior and then to work on the priest. Number 34. The scapula invented by Simon Stock of England in 1251. That's a good luck charm, a good luck omen to ward off evil, as Judaism had been using also in all of their omelets and things that they had, especially of Lilith. Verse number 35, the cup forbidden to the laity on communion by the Council of Constance in 1414, the cup, the wine, is forbidden to be used by the laity, only the priest. And by the way, the priests were supposed to fast. And it is absolutely a known fact that in the AA, the Alcoholics Anonymous, there is a special branch of that for alcoholic priests. Because when they did, and they would have to drink the whole cup, every little drop of the whole cup, they would become drunk from the time of 1414 onward. Number 36, purgatory is proclaimed as a dogma by the Council of Florence in 1439. We see purgatory up there. Now, purgatory had already been invented, but now it's proclaimed by the Council of Florence in AD 1439. Tradition declared on equality authority with the Bible by the Council of Trent. Tradition, dogma, is declared on a level equal to the authority of the Bible in AD 1545. The apocryphal books added to the Bible by the Council of Trent in AD 1546. And number 39, the creed of Pope Pius IV imposed as the official creed in place of the original apostolic creed in AD 1560. The apostolic creed is set aside, and the official creed is placed by the Pope. The official creed is the bulls or the announcements of the Pope. Now we have to realize that ever since Constantine the Great, so-called, the ruler of the Holy Roman Empire, Constantine was looked upon as the apostle of God, and everything he said was equal value with Paul, Peter, whoever, whichever apostle. And from that time on, they looked upon the popes actually didn't have a pope yet until 600, but they looked upon the leader of the Catholic Church as ex cathedra, or on equal level with the apostles of the Bible. Number 40, the Immaculate Conception of Mary, proclaimed by Pope Pius the Ninth in A.D. 1854. I was born in 1900. That was less than 100 years after I was born. Syllabus of Errors, proclaimed by Pope Pius the Ninth and ratified by the Vatican Council, condemned the freedom of religion, conscience, speech, press, and scientific discoveries which are disapproved by the Roman Church, asserted by the Pope's temporal authority over all civil rulers in A.D. 1864. That's when the United States was fighting the Civil War. Number 47, the infallibility of the Pope in matters of faith and morals is proclaimed by the Vatican Council in A.D. 1870. They're getting stronger and stronger and demanding more allegiance every year. 43, the Assumption of Mary is proclaimed by Pope Pius the 11th in A.D. 1950. I was a young boy when that happened. A.D. 1950, Assumption of Mary. And what is the Assumption of Mary? That Mary was taken up into heaven, that she did not die. That she was taken up into heaven. They are getting closer and closer to making Mary a god all the time. Mary proclaimed the mother of the church by Pope Paul VI in 1965. I remember when that happened. I graduated from high school. Now, this is a little footnote to this Catholics for Christ. And this footnote reads, Cardinal Newman, in his book, The Development of the Christian Religion, now we're not talking about the Christian religion, we're talking about Catholicism, admits that the temples, incense, oil, lamps, votive offerings, holy water, holidays, seasons of devotion, processions, blessings and fields, blessing of fields, sacerdotal vestments, the tonsure of priests and monks and nuns, images are all of pagan origin. All of this comes from paganism. Page 359. Yet we are told that to practice these traditions is to make void the word of God in Matthew 15 and 16. To worship in vain in Matthew 15 and verse 19. Also see 2 John 9. The Bible itself declares that the way of salvation is so plain that even fools should not err therein in Isaiah 35 and verse 8. When the blind lead the blind, both fall into the ditch, Matthew 15 and verse 14. The urgent need in our day is to search the never-changing scriptures to see what popes, cardinals, bishops, priests, ministers, and teachers tell us is the truth or not. The Bible is the standard, not the bulls, not the dogmas of the Catholic Church. Remember when the Bible was set aside and forbidden to be read? Catholics, if you've got a Bible in your house today, it's only because Protestants or Baptists preach the Bible, because you wouldn't have one otherwise. The Catholic Church doesn't really want you reading that book. In apostolic days, this was done. How these were a nobler character than those of Thessalonica, and they received the word of God with great eagerness, studying the scriptures every day, to see whether these things were so, in Acts 17 and verse 11. Those who do not teach and preach the gospel, as it is found in the scriptures, are under the curse of God. Are under the curse of God. But even if we are an angel from heaven should preach a gospel to you other than that which we have preached to you, let him be anathema, damned, and unredeemable, Galatians 1 and 8. Do not be deceived by false teachers, Colossians 2 and 8. Test everything, 1 Thessalonians 5 and 21. These biblical truths are offered in a spirit of true Christian love for Catholics, for Catholics. Catholics trying to lead Catholics out of error. We ask you to consider them objectively so that with a psalmist you can declare, I have chosen the way of truth, Psalm 118:30. I hope that these little truths that I've, the evolution of Catholicism, I hope that these little truths have helped you tonight. I ran across them that I had used so many years ago in church history. I pray that if you're a Catholic, that you will, you can stay a Catholic if you want to. Go to the Catholic Church. Lead your priest to the Lord. Bring him to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. Then get him out of there and yourself and lead others. Our Heavenly Father, we send this message out tonight. I pray, Father, that you bless it, that you reach people's, that you reach the people of this world with the gospel, the true gospel of Jesus Christ. Forgive me where I fail you. Please protect me from all evil, because it follows me every day. Forgive us where we fail you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.